It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're gonna sell it, we're gonna tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, it's time for Swap Shop, and I'm Glenn Coble, your host for Swap Shop. And we're gonna be having some fun. We're gonna be doing some trivia about summer vacations. We're going to be taking people's phone calls of things that they want to sell, and I've got several things that have been sent in to us that they want us to talk about. So if you're interested in selling some of your tchotchkes, or even mentioning a garage sale, we'd love to have you call here at my voice is getting all verklempt. I must be excited that we're on Swap Shop. Anyway, give us a call here at 740-383-9944. Let me give you that phone number again, just in case you hadn't grabbed your pen quickly enough, or your pencil. Do you still write in cursive? I do. Anyway, that number, 740-383-9944 740-383-9944, and it's Swap Shop, and we hope we have some phone calls. And if not, let's get into some of the things that were sent in to us. Tiffany Flea Market is going to be held up at the Seneca County Fairgrounds. That's going to be on, that's not until August 14th and 15th. We got a phone call. Let's go right to the phone. What do you say? All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I still have my umbrella.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's been a long time.
Well, I got busy and I forgot to call back in. And the weather was bad, so nobody needed a sunscreen.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's 10 foot.
Mm-hmm.
It's aqua in color. It's a cantilever with a base. It's never been used, brand new. And we will take an offer.
Okay.
And then I also have an elliptical machine that you stand on and
mm-hmm.
pedal up and down, and your arms go back and forth. That ended up being a, you know what?
Yeah. Had them. Been there.
Yep. But somebody's anxious about getting healthy. I will also take an offer on that.
Okay.
And my phone number is 740.
Right.
223-6206.
Okay, let me read this back to you so I know that we've got it. You have that cantilevered umbrella.
Yep.
That's aqua in color. It's
yes.
brand new.
10 foot.
10 foot around.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have an optical.
Yeah.
Elliptical. Elliptical machine that we're calling a coat rack for right now.
Right.
I know, I've had that.
Yeah.
And if people are interested in giving you a bid or just finding out how much you'd like to get out of it, give you a call at 740-223-6206. Is
yeah.
that right? All right, we'll mention it a couple of times more, and maybe we can get rid of it this
okay,
time.
Okay, thank
All right.
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That was, that lady had called, it had to be a month ago, and she fell asleep at the switch. No, anyway, so if you're looking for, I saw one at one of our big box stores the other day, and they're pretty expensive, those cantilevered type umbrella things. And hers was 10 feet. It's aqua in color. It's all new. It's brand new. Never been used. She also has an elliptical machine that they're trying to get rid of as well. I cast aspersions upon elliptical machines, but if I were going to buy a new piece of exercise equipment, it would be an elliptical machine. I've been on them. I like them. They don't cause jarring. For an old guy like me, it would be a good machine. And they're a hard workout, or you can make it a fairly simple workout on some of those elliptical machines. Anyway, if you are looking for either a cantilevered umbrella or an elliptical machine, call this lady at 740-223-6206. That's 740-223-6206. All right, we got this card that was mailed in to us. They're asking us to announce the Tiffin Flea Market, which is up at Seneca County Fairgrounds. It's going to be on August 14th and 15th. On both days, they start at 9 a.m. On the Saturday, they close at 4, and on Sunday, they close at 3. Free. It's absolutely free. They do ask that you not bring pets, though, okay? So I can't go with my new little puppy dog. His name's Buddy, by the way. He's the cutest little Yorkie you'd ever see. Anyway, I don't know why that my voice does that when I start talking about my dog. All right. We also have a free vaccination clinic coming up day after tomorrow on the 24th from 3 to 7:30 p.m. at the Prospect, Ohio 2021 July Festival. It's going to be held at Prospect Park, and it's being sponsored by Prospect Family Medicine. By the way, they're offering the Moderna vaccination. So if you need to do that, you can head that way. Let's see. Oh, I just knocked everything over. Lovely, Glenn. Lovely, lovely. Okay, out at Tallgrass Trail on July 29th. They're going to have a listen. Oh, well, that's this next Thursday. They're going to James is going to be here, and you can listen to him on our radio station from 10 to till noon. Also on the following day, July 30th, which is Friday, they're going to have kiddos at the park from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Now that's for preschool age kids, and they're going to take a hike. You know, like what a lot of people have told me to do, take a hike. But these are going to be the little guys, and James, I don't know if James leads those hikes, but whoever leads them, I'm sure will give them lots of fun information, and they'll get to see lots of little critters. And there are a lot of critters out there at the Tallgrass Trail now. I saw a picture of a little tiny snake that somebody had. Pictures of really pretty birds out that way. Turtles. You name it. There are animals. And a matter of fact, I think I even saw showed a picture of a coyote. I may be thinking of somebody else. But I have seen, and James pointed out to me when I was on a tour with James, he pointed out to me coyote scat. So we know there are coyotes out that way. Head on out that way and take your kids out on Friday. Your preschoolers, take them out there between 10 and 11:30, and they'll get a nice trip and they'll learn a lot about nature. Okay, well, we're going to kind of shoot the breeze here. We've got some interesting trivia questions about vacation time. What do you do on vacations? My father owned a cottage on Crooked Lake up in northern Michigan, up by the Harbor Springs and Petoskey and up in that area. And I'm trying to convince myself, and then I'll have to try and convince my wife to drive up that that way and spend a couple days up there. I love that country up there. It's like permanent air conditioning up there, too. It's beautiful, beautiful territory up in northern Michigan, up by not quite to the Straits of Mackinac. We got a caller. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
My husband is out in the driveway waiting for customers.
Okay.
He's hauled a few items out, about four.
Okay.
And he would like to have people stop by that would like to have two antique rockers. These items are all for sale.
Okay.
Two antique rockers.
Uh-huh.
A child's wooden desk with a chair.
Uh-huh.
And a two-drawer file cabinet.
Now, is it, wait a minute, child's wooden desk, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, file drawers, are they wooden as well?
No.
Okay.
It's a metal.
Okay.
A two-drawer metal file cabinet.
Two-drawer metal. Okay. Cabinet. And, give me a...
Bradford Street.
Okay.
We are three houses from Grant Middle School.
Okay,
in the driveway. I don't think you can miss him.
Okay, you're three doors from
three houses.
Three houses from the middle school.
Yeah, Grant. Right.
Yeah, Grant Middle School. Okay, and you'll be out there waving people down, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just for a little while.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll announce it. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Just for a little while. You better get moving. they may pull up stakes at any time. She has two antique rockers. She also has a child's wooden desk and two-drawer metal filing cabinets. And they live on Bradford Street, which is over by Grant Middle School. They're only three houses away from Grant Middle School. So head over that way, and you'll see a crazy person out front waving his arms, trying to get you to come in. Maybe we'll help them sell those items. So you're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH in Marion, Ohio, 107.1. And we're trying to sell people's tchotchkes. Or if you have a garage sale that you're doing, this last lady that called, it's kind of a garage sale. It's quite kind of a driveway sale. We got two antique rockers, a child's wooden desk, and a two-drawer metal cabinet, filing cabinet, right there on Bradford Street, just three houses away from Grant Middle School. So I might drive by there on my way home for lunch. All right. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH, and our phone number, if you'd like to sell something or have an announcement for a nonprofit, give us a call at 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, we have, I told you about the vaccinations, I've told you about the flea market, and also what's going on Tallgrass Trail. If you have any events, you know, if your church is having a supper or have a free food giveaway, that sort of thing, we'd be glad to announce that right here on WWGH. We've had pretty good success starting to pick back up since COVID knocked us on our derrieres. But last Saturday of the month, let's see. Yeah, that's coming up. The Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1117, is having a breakfast on the last Saturday of the month. From 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. That's at 1614. That's at VFW Post 7201, which is at 1614 Marysville Road, and it's open to the public if they can help you out. Get a free breakfast there on the last Saturday of the month from 7:30 to 10:30. Okay. I hope you tuned in earlier and listened to. I had some recorded speeches. One of them was Dwight D. Eisenhower, our former president. One of them was from Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was a former president. And the other one was from Charlie Chaplin, who was an actor but also a social activist. And all three speeches had a lot to say for a lot of us. I hope you enjoyed it. I do that occasionally. I sometimes read them myself, but I found it much more stimulating, much more thought-provoking to actually listen to the person that is giving the speech. So if you tuned in, I hope you enjoyed that. We did all three speeches in a matter of about 2 hours, and I hope you enjoyed it. All right, we've got a lady that has an umbrella, a cantilevered umbrella. It's 10 feet around. It's aqua in color. It's absolutely new. It's not been used at all. She's trying to get rid of that. And also she has an elliptical machine. You know, those are like the ski machines, only they have a little bit better motion for exercise. I think they would be considered a little bit better exercise than just a treadmill. And so if you're interested in either of those items, she'll give you, you can call her up and try and find out what she needs for it. She didn't mention a price. Her number, you ready? You got your pencil? 740-223-6206. That's 740-223-6206, and that's for the cantilevered 10-foot cantilevered umbrella and the elliptical machine. We just had the lady call in. She's got her husband's out in the driveway right now. I hope he's being careful. He's out there in the driveway. They're trying to get rid of a couple of antique rockers. Now, I have two rockers myself already in my house, so I'm not interested in buying that. But she also has a child's wooden desk, which are kind of neat. They're kind of neat to display stuff on, right? She also has a two-drawer metal cabinet they're trying to get rid of. And if you're interested in any of that, drive by their house. It's on Bradford Street. It's three houses down from Grant Middle School. Okay? Yeah. She tells me you can't miss him. I'm guessing he's jumping up and down with a bozo clown contest. Yes. Costume on. No, he's not really. I made that up. Sometimes I do say foolish things, don't I? I hope you're having a good day. We have the Tiffin Flea Market is coming up August 14th and 15th up at Seneca Fairgrounds. On Saturday, which is the 14th, it'll be on from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m., but on the 15th, they cut it back an hour. It'll be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's absolutely free. It's at the Seneca County Fairgrounds. It's sponsored by the Junior Fair Foundation. They're asking that you not bring pets. By the way, that's going to be open come rain or come shine. So apparently they have some indoor facility. Also, there's a vaccination clinic on the 24th, which is, 2 days away? Yeah, 2 days away, on the 24th from 3 to 7:30 p.m. If you haven't been vaccinated, really consider going and getting it taken care of. Doesn't hurt. I've had mine. My wife's had hers. All but a couple in my family have had theirs, and I have a couple of children that are too young, so we can't include them. This vaccination clinic is going to be on July 24th from 3 to 7:30 p.m. It's going to be at the Prospect Ohio 2021 July Festival, and it's going to be held at the Prospect Park. and sponsored and supported by Prospect Family Medicine, and they're offering the Moderna vaccine. By the way, if you have any questions about that, are you ready? Get your pencil out. 740-361-0781. And last but not least, don't forget to tune in next Thursday when we have James Anderson on. He's our naturalist from Marion County. He's going to be on my show from 10 to 12, roughly. We have to take a couple breaks in there. And then the following day, on the 30th, they're having kiddos at the park from 10 to 11:30 in the morning. They're going to take preschoolers. They're going to go out on a hike and find out all sorts of stuff about little creepy, crawly things, big things, you know, birds, turtles, all sorts of stuff. Anything that's wandering around by the tall grass trail. Have you been out there? I really enjoy walking out. My wife and I walk out there usually a couple times a month. And I walk about 2.25 miles 5 days a week, and that way I can kind of do it with my wife. We don't quite go that far because my wife doesn't like to quite hit the 2 mile marker, but we do usually put in close to 2 miles, and we walk. And there are things to see out there. My walk that I do in my neighborhood, there are things to see, but I've seen them hundreds of times. I do have a bunch of puppy dogs that greet me as I walk along. It's kind of fun. Sometimes they're not happy to see me, but most of the time they are. Anyway, go on out to the Tall Grass Trail. It's a great place. I'm so proud of Marion for doing that, for having something like that. You go out, and it's at the corner of Her Road and something else. I can't remember the name. Let's see if I have it on here. Sometimes I have the address on these announcements. I'm not quite sure that I do on this one, though. But I'm looking. Here we go. Well, I tell you what, if you want to know how to get out there, give them a call at 740-223-4161. That's the Tall Grass Trail phone number. Sorry, I had to sneeze. All right, yeah, that phone number out of Tall Grass Trail, let me give that to you again. 740-223-4161. I don't see that it gives an address. I'll get that for next week. I'll try and have that for you. It's a great place to go. Great place to take your family. They don't mind having, critters, pets. They would like them on leashes, of course. But go on out there and have yourself a walk during the beautiful weather we're going to have, right? All right, we've got a lady that has an cantilevered umbrella that's 10 feet around. It's aqua in color. It's absolutely new. And she's trying to get rid of that. She's also trying to get rid of an elliptical machine. That's hard for me to say with the Olympics starting, what, today or tomorrow? An elliptical machine, you know, it's kind of like a not quite sure. It's like a ski machine, only it goes in elliptical shape as opposed to back and forth and back and forth. So it gives you a little bit more range of motion, I guess. Anyway, the lady that has the cantilevered umbrella and the elliptical machine, her phone number, you ready? 740-223-6206. 740-223-6206. We also have a lady who called in that her husband's out in the driveway trying to sell two antique rockers and a child's wooden desk and two drawer metal cabinet, filing cabinet. If you head over to Bradford Street, which is over by Grant Middle School, head over to Bradford Street, and they're only two houses away from Grant Middle School. Apparently, you can't miss it. It's out in the driveway, I guess, okay? All right, I'm going to drive by there on my way home just to see it. All right, go by. If you can't stop, honk. All right? Now, if you have something to sell here on Swap Shop, give us a call, 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. I hope you enjoyed this morning's show. I get a really fun opportunity now. After I go home and eat lunch, I'm going to head down to Columbus, and I'm going to pick up Ted Williams, the golden voice, and we're going to drive back here, so I'll get to talk with him. I've only met him once before, and we're going to get to shoot the breeze. He's going up to Tony Pacas, and I think he and the OSU man, the guy that wears all the paraphernalia, they're going up, and they've been asked to sign hot dog buns. You know, they're famous for their signatures on hot dog buns. As a matter of fact, Mary Ellen Withrow has signed a hot dog bun out there. So we're going to have several Marion celebrities. Or Marion-type celebrities. Actually, Ted still lives in Columbus. He's thinking about moving to Marion. And I don't think the OSU guy lives anywhere near Marion. But we'll have some people with connections to Marion with their signatures on hot dog buns up at... is it called Tony Pacas? Yeah, I think that's it. So I'm going to go pick them up. We'll have a good conversation in the car on the way north. What is today? Today is the 22nd. Oh, I was going to read you, do some stuff about our trivia on... Do you know what is the most visited tourist attraction in the world? The most visited tourist attraction in the world. Times Square. Isn't that interesting? Now, I'm not sure it was last year. All these tourism questions kind of went out the window when COVID came along. But Times Square is the most visited tourist attraction in the world. It's really cool. I was there when I was very young. My father and mother, I think my brother and sister were with us. Right next to us was Gina Lola Brigida. Now, at my age, I was probably 5 or 6 years old. I had no idea who that lady was, but my father certainly did. And I probably shouldn't tell that tale because my dad was a minister, but Dad knew who she was. On a busy day, over 460,000 visitors go to Times Square. That's a lot of nearly a half a million people go to Times Square on a busy day. Well, that's obviously including all the people that are going to and from their offices, I'm sure. Annually, the number of visitors to Times Square, about 50 million people. About 50 million of people. That's a lot of people. Alrighty, here we go. What is the nickname of the clock at the end of the Palace of Westminster? This one's really simple. Everybody knows the answer to this, right? What do you think it was? I'll tell you. Big Ben. Boom. Good old Big Ben. The Big Ben was completed in 1859. And had its 150th anniversary, obviously, in 2009. And it's been declared a UNESCO Heritage Site since 1987. Now, I've seen Big Ben. I didn't know it was that important. I did know it was that important. But I've been to England. And we drove by it in a bus. Nobody really knows why It's called Big Ben. Some say it was from the name of Sir Benjamin Hall. But nobody's really certain about that. That's kind of interesting. You'd think that would be something they would have written down. All right. Hey, you listen to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. We're here at 740-383-9944. We have an cantilevered umbrella, 10-foot, aqua, new. And the lady also has an elliptical machine, 740-223-6206. Two antique rockers, a child wooden desk, and also a two-drawer metal filing cabinet. Head on over to Bradford Street, and it's the third house down from Grant Medical School. Grant Middle School. You can pick those up, and no price on them. I guess it's negotiable, all right? Do you know what... Now, I don't know why this is on a tourist thing, but I guess there are a lot of people that tourists. A lot of tourists go to Vietnam anymore. Do you know what Ho Chi Minh City was previously called before it's now called Ho Chi Minh City? Any of you who are my age and were in the service in the 1960s and 70s know exactly what this town's name was, Saigon. It's now called Ho Chi Minh City, okay? It was the largest city, or is the largest city in Vietnam, and it covers 2,061 square kilometers. I don't know why they tell me kilometers. I have no idea what a difference between a kilometer and a millimeter is. So, but that's the way they measure things anymore. All right. This one you might know. This one you might know, okay? Everybody ready for an easy one here. Name the largest art museum in the world. Now, I've been to this art museum. I've also been to two other art museums. I've been to the Columbus Art Museum, which I enjoyed, and I've also been to the Chicago Art Museum. I love art. I like art if it comes serendipitously to me. You know, if I happen to walk upon it. Oops, there's a painting on that man's wall. I have lots of paintings on my wall. I really do like one from Harriet Rex Smith, which is probably our most valuable one. But Harriet Rex Smith is a very famous, I think she's late 90s right now, very famous painter from my old hometown area, Valparaiso, Indiana. Her daughter and I went to school together. Unfortunately, her daughter has passed away, but Harriet is still alive. Harriet, you look her up in art magazines, you'll find her name there. She's quite an interesting artist. I do have one of her paintings on it that she gave to my mother-in-law, and my mother-in-law knew that I knew her daughter, and gave it to me. The largest art museum in the world is not the Columbus Art Museum or the Chicago Art Museum. It's the Louvre. And I never pronounce that right. Yeah. The Louvre in France. It's in Paris. And it's been changed since I was there. It now has a big pyramid in front of it, I believe. That wasn't there when I was there. It's where they have the Mona Lisa. I went and looked at the Mona Lisa. I got to tell you, I was not impressed. I like art, but I'm art ignorant. I don't really know what's good and what's bad. I know what I like. I guess that really is the only thing that counts, right? Knowing what you like. But I have a painting on my wall that was done by finger paints from my grandson Colby, which, and I'm not kidding, it's as good as many paintings that I've seen in any of those art studios that I've gone to. He's a really good artist. Anyway, apparently they have 782,910 square feet. At least they didn't say it was in square centimeters or whatever. That many square feet of exhibition space in the Louvre. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Louvre. It's the largest art museum in the world, and the close second is State Hermitage Museum in St. Petersburg, Russia. I've never heard of that one. Have you? I haven't. Anyway, let's move on. Which Greek god has been immortalized in a statue that you can visit in Olympia? First of all, I need to know where Olympia is. I'm guessing it's in Greece. Which Greek god has been immortalized in a statue that you can visit in Olympia? Let's see if it'll give me the answer here. Oh, yeah. They named this statue after my daughter's dog. Or vice versa. Zeus. Zeus is the famous statue. My grand dog, Zeus, he's huge. He's a small bear is what he is. But anyway, that's the famous Olympic god, that is at Olympia. Good time to be talking about Olympia. This is the week at the beginning of the Olympics. I hope they can get those off. They keep talking about maybe canceling and so many things. So many kids depend on that. I had one kid back in the 80s. They canceled the World Games or the Olympics or something in Russia. They didn't cancel. We didn't go to it. One of my basketball players lost out on being going to that, and he was kind of hurt. So I hope it doesn't happen to a lot of kids. I hope they can have it. I know they won't have any audiences to watch them, except for on television. Wonder if they will come up with the noise in the stadiums like they've done with baseball. Some of those are very creative. Let's move on. And then I'll give you one more question, then we'll go back over the items that have been called in or sent in, and we'll call it a day for a Swap Shop here on WWGH 107.1 FM. Which French city is home to the landmark designed by Gustave Eiffel? Now, if you can't get this, you aren't paying attention to the question. Which French city is the home to a landmark designed by Gustave Eiffel? Now, I bet you already got that almost before it got out of my mouth, probably, right? Of course, it's Paris. Paris, France. I've seen the Eiffel Tower as well. Love the Eiffel Tower. Didn't go up on the Eiffel Tower, but we did see it, and we walked under the Arch de Triomphe, or however you pronounce that. Matter of fact, when I was with my folk trio, we played throughout Paris. Well, we played throughout France. We were not allowed, because of the Vietnam War, the French people wouldn't allow us to play publicly in restaurants and stuff like that. We couldn't take public payment for stuff. It was kind of a mess. But we did go around all over Paris, and I carried my string bass with us, and we carried our banjos and guitars and stuff like that. And we played on street corners, and people threw money in our hat. It was fun. It was great fun. I've had a lot of fun in my life, and I hope you have too. All right, I'm going to I'm going to ask one more question, maybe two, except for now I've... Okay, this one's kind of fun to try and, you know, screw up your knowledge here. What are the president's names who have heads carved on Mount Rushmore? And by the way, Mount Rushmore was named after a lawyer who just happened to be there, and he asked what was the name of that mountain, and they said, we don't know. And so they decided, what the heck, let's name it after Mr. Rushmore, and that's why it was named. That's a true story. All right, here is the answer to the four people, the four presidents, who are on Mount Rushmore. George Washington, we all know that. He's the guy out at the left side. Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. Interesting, huh? None of the newer presidents are on there because they did this. I'm not sure exactly when. I'm guessing back in the 30s and 40s. I'm not exactly sure when it was. Let's see if it tells me here. It attracts 2 million visitors annually, but it doesn't tell me when it was created. Here's one more question. What is the most photographed landmark in Australia? The most photographed landmark in Australia. You've seen it a dozens of times, I'm sure. It's the Sydney Opera House. It is magnificent. And whoever designed it, I don't know that they expected it to be so well known, but I would venture to say it's well known on all the continents. If you see that, the peaks and the, you know, the way it's built, I'm sure you would recognize it, right? All right. Well, let's go to the stuff that we have so far here on Swap Shop. We have an announcement about the Tiffin Flea Market, which is up at Seneca County Fairgrounds. Going to be on August 14th and 15th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. It's absolutely free. It'll be on rain or shine. And they do ask that you not bring your pets. Also, there's a vaccination clinic being held on July 24th, 3 to 7:30 p.m. at the Prospect Ohio 2021 July Festival. And that's being held at the Prospect Park. Prospect Family Medicine is sponsoring this, and they're offering the Moderna vaccination. If you have a question, call 740-361-0781. I'll give you that one last Tallgrass Trail thing. On July 30th, they're having kiddos at the park from 10 to 11:30 a.m. They take preschoolers on a hike out there at the Tallgrass Trail. Also, we have a cantilevered 10-foot umbrella. They kind of hang over your, rather than having a pole straight up the middle, they kind of hang over your picnic table, right? And it's aqua in color. It's brand new, never been used. She also has an elliptical machine she'd like to get rid of. Her number, 740-223-6206. That's 740-223-6206. And then we had a lady contact us and said her husband's out front trying to sell a couple of two antique rocking chairs. He also has a child's wooden desk outside with him and a two-drawer metal cabinet, filing cabinet. Head on over to Bradford Street, and it's only three houses down from Grant Middle School. Well, I hope you've had a good day today. I have. It went fast. It's going to go even faster, and we hope later as I head down to Columbus to pick up Ted Williams. We hope you tune in again next week on Wednesday and Thursday when I have my on the air show and also Progressive Life. So have yourself a great day and be careful.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.